there, I'm Michael Lynch. Imagine how devastated you'd be if several weeks or even months after losing a loved one, you found snail mail addressed to that deceased person in your letterbox. Regrettably, approximately 68 items of promotional material will be posted to a deceased person in the 12 months following their deaths. This means that with something in the vicinity of 140,000 deaths occurring in Australia each year, a staggering 9.5 million pieces of mail will be sent to people who have died. But as Glenn Harrison is here to tell us, the Australian Bereavement Register, set up 3 years ago, can now prevent that happening.
The concept, if you like, really came about as a result of one of our colleagues' partners who passed away at a sort of tender age of about 45, about 5 years ago. And we were absolutely astounded by the amount of unwanted mail that had been sent to him following his death. And this was certainly very, very upsetting for his partner having to deal with this. And as an organization, you know, we very much work within this sort of data marketing or direct marketing industry. And we just felt that something really needed to be done to put a stop to all of this, because certainly it wasn't her that was going through this. The conversations that we had with a number of people saying, you know, we've contacted a number of these organizations, and despite numerous attempts, the mail keeps coming. So we set about creating the Australian Bereavement Register back in 2012, which is when we officially launched. And the service itself is very much creating a central register which allows organisations to wash their customer or prospect mailing lists against the bereavement register and remove the name and address details of the deceased person before they then send out a communication. Since the service was launched, we've been overwhelmed by the number of registrations that we've received. The register now contains just approximately about 420,000 records that are sitting on the file. Most of the registrations that we receive are usually within about 14 days following a person's death. So the register itself is whilst it's receiving registrations coming through on a daily basis, it's updated or new releases made available every month. So it's very up-to-date information that we provide to a lot of the direct mail organisations.
But just clarify for us, does a bereaved person have to do anything at all in order to prevent this unwanted mail arriving in the letterbox?
The only thing a bereaved person needs to do is simply register for this free service. They can go online at the website, which is www.tabr.com.au, or they can simply complete one of our reply paid post registration forms, which are found in a number of sites around the country, such as Tobin Brother Funerals, are distributing our leaflets through the bereavement care packs. They simply need to fill out the actual form. That comes back to us reply paid, so no postage stamp required. Or they can simply call the Australian Bereavement Register directly and speak to one of our administration staff. The number is 1300 887 914. So there's very simple ways of, as I say, a bereaved family member can simply register a bereavement with us. The service itself normally takes about 8 weeks before you eventually start to see a reduction in the amount of unwanted mail that can come through. But certainly if there's any further items that are received after this period of time, you can just simply put these to one side and again forward them through to us using our reply paid postage account, and we will then take it up on behalf of the bereaved family to have their loved ones' details removed from these organisations' mailing lists.
Glenn Harrison, and there are several ways you can add the name of a deceased person to the register. You can go to www.tabr.com.au, pick up a reply paid post registration form from any branch of Tobin Brothers Funerals, or simply call 1300 887 914. I'm Michael Lynch, and this podcast is a presentation of Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives. ¶¶